Yes, this is the Mark Haney Show, and we are on a mission to ignite the entrepreneurial revolution right here in the hometown we love. We are entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. You know, it's one entrepreneur at a time, one conversation at a time, and that conversation, it always begins with the same question, Marcus. Are you hanging or are you banging, buddy?
I love that question, and I feel like all the audience feedback I get is I'm always banging.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue on that path and say I am here banging, fired up to hear the show today.
Don't go changing. Yeah, we're talking this week about how do you stay agile, right? As entrepreneurs, you know, we never know what's around the corner, but we've got to be ready to be agile. It might be bad. It might be something we need to be prepared for, maybe from an insurance side of things, but it also might be something that is more opportunistic. So how do we stay opportunistic while still keeping ourselves prepared, right? Because we know, you think back, Marcus, to businesses that have struggled over the years, right? We all know the Blockbuster story, right? There was this big, huge company, video stores, no longer here. Toys R Us, brick and mortar, no longer here. Radio Shack, right? These big companies, they didn't find the ability to stay agile. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting. You see all these big box stores, you know, Sears, to just to add on to that list of folks who had to just not figured out a way to pivot fast enough to keep up with the competition or, you know, the technology that is merging, you know, like Walmart and Amazon are doing currently and really staying ahead of the curve. And I think they're doing some interesting stuff and they're really being, staples of what's to come in the big box industry.
Yeah, it makes you kind of wrestle with the idea of how much do you focus on today's business and how much do you, it's like the innovator's dilemma. How much do you focus on today's profits versus getting ready for somebody to disrupt you, like what happened with Blockbuster, Toys R Us, Radio Shack, right? And you see some of these other companies, they're using technology to their advantage. They're obviously investing into the new technology that's going to help them for, you know, three hills over.
Well, you must have some prophetic nature to you because you were in the video rental space, right? Blockbuster was our competition. I mean, I remember driving by Blockbusters as a kid, not being too fond of their closeness.
You guys would always say boo Blockbuster because we had Blockbuster next to
every
one
store.
Of our stores. We had like 12 video stores. Every one of them had a Blockbuster and a Hollywood. You know, we thought that was the competition, Blockbuster, Hollywood. You know, here we are, you know, with this regional sort of powerhouse video store, but yet what really was coming was technology,
right?
Cable, the internet, right? Obviously Netflix, Redbox, a whole new set of competitors were on the horizon. You know what? But we knew that, right? Everybody
How?
Knew that, but I think it's called being in the game.
There you
right?
go.
Entrepreneurs, right? I think there's an advantage to being an entrepreneur, right? Small companies actually have sort of an advantage. You know, we're able to stay more agile. I think a lot of it starts with the way you think. Are you prepared, right? Are you thinking about being opportunistic or are you stuck in your tradition? So a lot of it is like speed. How fast can you do it? So you think about businesses today that we're involved with, Marcus, right? We invested into Freeform Factory, right? They're the first electric jet ski
on
the
market.
Jordan Darling, he's been on the show, right? So thinking about him, he recently got acquired by this super large billion-dollar kind of company, and they bought him for his technology. They bought him so they could launch a line of electric they're a big truck company, and they decided they want to go into the water sports industry. But instead of going and building it themselves, they decided to go buy that help. So it's kind of a question of do you build or do you buy? Kind of a dilemma.
Well, yeah, we're looking at organizations that backed again to Amazon. They, you know, they go acquire the shoe company and the book company, and they go make themselves a powerhouse in all that world and take over Whole Foods and things along those lines. But I want to ask you that same question. It's like, okay, you're looking at the forefront of your business and where you're going and where you want to be. How much effort do you put into trying to keep up with the Joneses or to going down where you think the puck is actually going to be?
Yeah, great question. I think it depends on the industry. I think some industries are more ripe for disruption. We might see disruption quicker in the real estate industry. We can see it on the horizon. So you have to be able to skate to where the puck is going. And I think that's kind of, you know, how do you manage your company, right? So you have to put yourself, I think, in that mindset of, do I focus on top line growth for my company, right? Because top line growth, you might sacrifice bottom line growth if you're pushing hard on sales growth.
You're growing,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or do you focus focus more on bottom line growth to build that balance sheet, to build the war chest, right? So you can seize another opportunity. I think it depends on what opportunity you're chasing right now. If you are in an old line of business like brick and mortar, chances are you need to pivot and be thinking about experiences and changing that, because brick and mortar, as we know, is changing incredibly, but you have to stay agile. I think about you as a Marine Corps, in the Marine Corps markets, right? So you when you are have a bigger company, you have a team too, right? So as a Marine Corps, you guys are hiking, you're out on a hike, right? Everybody's carrying a backpack. And in that backpack, you know, some of those backpacks, they get pretty, how heavy are they? About 70 pounds?
Yeah, 70, 80, depending on the hump.
You got your gun, you got all that stuff. There's some guys that aren't as good at carrying a backpack, am I right?
Yeah, some people got short legs,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I got short legs, or they're maybe not as in good a shape. They might not be as strong. So you have one guy that's falling way back in the back. I mean, what do you do when you let the whole team suffer and everybody's got to go slower because you got this bottleneck, because you got this one slow hiker, or do you figure out a way to lighten his load so that the team can move more fast?
Well, I think you said it just right, is we learn how to, in the Marine Corps particularly, we learn how to lighten the load of the slower individual so that we can put them to the front, because you're only as fast is your weakest guy at the end of the day, in my opinion. So if we can lower the load of that guy, maybe take his pack from him, mm-hmm. throw it on somebody like my buddy Nate Perez's pack. He was always a stud doing that, and get the guy who is slow up to the front to set the pace for the entire team. Then everybody else can adjust accordingly, and then hopefully we can give that person the right instruction, the right criticism to have him be managing his own load, if you will.
Yeah, no question. And I think you asked the question, how do you do it? I think as entrepreneurs, we have this tendency to chase a lot of shiny objects, right? And you know, there's so many opportunities, and if you get yourself out there, I guess chasing too many opportunities, that can almost be like dead weight, right? Because it's heavy. When you're trying to do a million things, you can only move each one a millimeter at a time, right? None of them are moving fast, right? And in business, you have to be able to move fast. So the less things you are chasing, the better chance you have of being able to move fast, whether that's scale back, shrink to grow, or whether that's grab an opportunity that might be sitting there. So the first thing I would say to any entrepreneur who's thinking about, you know, which way to go, the first thing is ditch the distractions. If you have things in your purview that are not that great of ideas, you got to ditch those now. Don't spend a lot of time on all these things. I call them distraction. You've got to be able to separate the signal from the noise, if you will, and focus on the key things, the main things, the signal, and get rid of the noise. And you're going to move that. You're going to move that ball a lot faster, and you're going to move it a lot farther.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I mean, I take that to heart very much so, because you and I both know I have the ability to. And you do too.
We
right?
do
chase a distraction or two.
We do.
You know, but you take a look in the mirror a little bit, like we talked about last week, and I think you get into a position to start chasing those shiny objects when you're not dove into your mission, right?
Yeah.
If you're not looking at your business and all in and looking at it and trying to dissect it as much as humanly possible to make yourself be on the winning strategy, you start looking at other things. Oh, that might be cash positive. Hey, that might be a good idea. Oh, maybe there's a win at the end of that tunnel. But like you said, it's shiny, it looks good, and it goes a millimeter a year, and it never seems to pan out, because you can only do so much as one person or as an entrepreneur.
Without a doubt. I always like to say, go all in on what you know, right? There's only a few things that I know for sure. Go all in on those and minimize the time that I spend on all these maybes, if you will. So, you know, and if you find something that you believe in that most people would disagree with, you know, kind of like a long shot, now if you go all in on that, that's how you get the big win. That's what we did in video security. We went all in on a video security company, on a business model that was completely different than the way the rest of the industry is doing it. And, you know, we actually transformed the industry, but it's because we knew of something that nobody else knew, and we went all in. We got just enough evidence, a preponderance of proof, that gave us that feeling of like, I think this is it. And we went all in and we were successful. But you mentioned this, Marcus, you know, I think there's things that we can do that give us a better chance of being more ready, more prepared. You said it.
Right.
Be engaged. Be in the trenches with your team. Be engaged in your business. I think if you do that, you're more aware. You're more able to make real-time decisions. If you're a football coach and you're up in the press box, you might have a great view, but who's going to communicate with those players down in the field, right? So somehow you have to be near the action if you're going to lead. So you got to be engaged. But the second thing you got to be is you got to be equipped, right? So if you are equipped, which to me means have the right financial backing. I call that the war chest, right? If you are pushing your top line growth so far that you never are able to put some profits in the bank to build that balance sheet, you know, it's like being out in the Marines and you run out of bullets, right? At some point, that's a pretty awkward
mayday.
Situation.
Yeah,
mayday, right? And I think for entrepreneurs, cash, right, is like oxygen. If
okay.
once you don't really think about it until you run out, and then it's like, oh no, you know, and you're not able to survive or maybe be opportunistic when the time is right. I guess the third thing that I would say, Marcus, is we've got to be energized. And I think a lot of us,
I like that.
You know, I think maybe that's what happened with Blockbuster or Toys R Us or Radio Shack. They quit thinking entrepreneurially, right? They quit thinking like winners. And, you know, when you think entrepreneurial, that means you're engaged with your team, right? You are, you're motivated. You have a purpose that's not, stuck in tradition. It's thinking about how great we are going to become instead of our best years are behind us. And I think that's the difference that entrepreneurs bring, is we have the ability to come in with a passion,
right,
come in with a purpose in mind, and rally a team around something more important than simply renting out a videotape, right? I think Blockbuster got caught up in just, same old thing, while Netflix was in the process of changing the world. So they did it with purpose. So I guess in closing, as we sort of sum this whole thing up, I mean, I would say narrow your niche, become number one in your market. We were number one in video security nationally. If you can get known as the company or the entrepreneur that's synonymous with a certain industry, if we could become number one for entrepreneurship in Sacramento, when you think entrepreneurial media company, you think Mark and Marcus, right? If we could make that happen, if we could get to number one in a market, right, that is such an advantage. And I think if you're out there and you're chasing 50 items, 50 different things, and you haven't even become number one or two in your market, you know what? Maybe you've got a few extra distractions. So ditch those extra distractions, become number one in your market, use the technology. If you don't have the resources right now, outsource them, right? That's where people like HaneyBiz come in, right? We have all the different helps that you need, whether it's finance, accounting, you need some funding, you just need a sounding board. You need a big brother to talk to.
Yeah.
We are that guy. Sometimes you've got to outsource. That gives you that that variable cost, right? So you're not sitting there with 30 employees you got to lay off when the times get tough. You're able to put that cash in the bank, build your war chest, and go out and get it. So ditch the distractions, stay engaged, be equipped, stay energized, and have the courage to go all in on what you know, right? When you know something that you've got that preponderance of proof, maybe you should think about having the courage to go all in. So go all in on what you believe. I believe in my family, I believe in my friends, and I believe in this hometown, Marcus. And I believe that as the entrepreneurial people come together here in Sacramento, that we can transform this place once and for all.
Completely agree.
To all those fighting the good fight for our security, our freedom, and our way of life, to all the entrepreneurs out there that are fighting the good fight for putting food on the table for their family, to all you guys that are thinking about whether I'm going to go all in at this time, take a deep look inside. We wish you the best. Never above you, never below you, always by your side. If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe, feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better, and let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.